Welcome and thank you for tuning in to This Is Geocaching. I'm your host, Lost Boy Rambler, and on today's episode, we're going to discuss the size rating and get into a little bit about geocache types and containers. This Is Geocaching is a podcast designed to gather information on everything geocaching and deliver it straight to you. Hopefully you find this episode educational and informative. Getting right into it, there are five categories on the geocaching size chart: micro, small, regular, large, and other. Geocaching.com has put out a standard for what size containers should be rated as. The first one we're going to discuss is micro. Micro does not mean that it's necessarily the smallest size container, because as we'll get into later, there are other smaller size containers that don't fit into these exact categories that could be listed in the other. But per geocaching.com, micros are described as tiny containers that most likely will hold only a log sheet. For example, a film canister. Some examples of micro might be, as geocaching.com said, a film canister or a magnetic key box, pill bottle, or a smaller Tupperware, bison tube, and containers that are in that size range. The next step up is small. Geocaching.com describes it as just big enough to fit a sandwich, holds only a small logbook and small items. For example, a smaller Tupperware container like a sandwich size, a lock and lock container. I'm not going to name all the different size containers that go through here because there is such a wide range of containers and different unique items that are used as a geocache container that you might find out there. These examples are just to give you an idea of what size container you could be looking for when you get to ground zero, assuming that the original container is still at ground zero. But the next step up is regular. They're about the size of a shoebox. Geocaching.com describes the regular size as think shoebox. If you could fit a pair of shoes inside it, you're golden. For example, an ammo can. That's probably the most common regular size geocache you'll find is ammo cans. But if you think about the size of a standard ammo can, that's about the size of container you're looking for. The next step up is large. Large is obviously bigger than a shoebox, but geocaching.com describes it as think Bigfoot's shoebox. If he could fit his hiking boots inside, it would probably be labeled as a large. For example, a 5-gallon bucket. There's obviously no limitations to what item this could be. You might run into a custom made container that's the size of a 5-gallon bucket or bigger. It pretty much goes from an ammo can or larger, because that's the next step down is the regular size. So the large category is pretty broad. I mean, it could be as big as a 55-gallon drum or larger. Just know if you're looking for a geocache that's listed as being large, it's probably not so much going to be a hide and seek when you get to ground zero. It should be pretty obvious, unless it's something unique like hidden in plain sight. Maybe ground zero takes you to an old shed, and instead of looking outside the old shed for a geocache container, you need to realize that the whole shed is the geocache container that you could actually enter and walk through. Now, those are very rare, something that big or that size that takes that much care in it, but it's a possibility. I mean, I know I would hate to walk all around the actual geocache container looking for a geocache container and not realize it because I didn't take the time to notice on the geocache description that the size was large. And here I am looking for something small like a nano or a bison tube or even a lock and lock container. The next category listed, other. Now, this covers a wide range of geocache containers. The other category is also viewed as a not specified. If the geocache hider wants to leave that part of the geocache more of a mystery, that you're not sure what size you're actually looking for, because maybe given the location of where ground zero is, that might give away too much information, they could list it as an other. Some other things that might be smaller than a micro is a nano container. If you haven't experienced them yet, it's a very small, looks like the size of a nut on a bolt. The only thing that can fit inside it is a very tiny rolled up log sheet. And the overall area of inside the geocache container is about the size of the eraser on a number 2 pencil. So it's super small. Some other things that might be listed in the other category are unusual geocache containers that don't fit into the other category. For example, if it's a magnetic strip, that's not really the size of another container. It is smaller than micro, so it would be listed in the other category. But keeping this in mind, knowing the size of the container, what can also help you is knowing the specifications for what would make a good geocache and what a geocache should be. It'll give you an idea of what container you could be looking for. Geocache.com breaks it down on the hide a cache page as to what the standards are for what a good geocache would be. They list them as suitable for all weather. And I quote, your container should be waterproof to protect cache contents from rain, snow, ice, and condensation. If you place your cache in direct sunlight, choose a container that won't degrade quickly from exposure. The lid and base should be made from the same material. If they are made from different materials, the seals will degrade because obviously over time, the top or bottom of the container, the lid or the actual container, might warp or change, or it will open up that seal. So they'll degrade over time at different rates, and the seal won't stay really tight, allowing your geocache to just turn into crap because water, moisture, weather, environments, animals, plants, mold will get inside of it. The next on the list is suitable for the location. So the geocache container must be suitable for the location. And it reads, choose a container that's appropriate for the environment and population density of the location. A micro is hard to find in a forest, while a large container may be too obvious in urban settings. Now, there are exceptions to this rule. If you make a good hide or you go to find a good hide, it could be hidden in plain sight. It might be a big container that fits perfectly in the environment that it's in and doesn't stand out and only will be noticed by somebody who's actually looking for it. The next listed on the website is unscented, and it says, don't reuse food packaging for your cache container. Coffee cans and cookie tins may seem like great containers, but they retain food odor. This attracts animals who may damage the cache and harm themselves in the process. I've actually been guilty of this on accident. So I do sometimes on my hides reuse food containers such as pickle jars or peanut butter jars or things like that because they're cheap, they're free. They're obviously, when they're created, airtight, watertight. However, after or before I get done decorating them and camouflaging them and changing them to be more than just throwing out a pickle jar or throwing out a peanut butter container, I'll make sure I wash them thoroughly, remove all labels in case residual odors are on those labels. Like if you get some juice running down the side of the pickle jar and it gets on the paper and that smell will stay in there, I'll scrub the container thoroughly. And then I'll leave them open and in my garage for a long time. I've also tried things like dumping baking soda inside of it and shaking it around and then rinsing it out and anything that'll absorb the odors. But I did hide a geocache and I grabbed the wrong container, a pickle jar. And the first to find log had mentioned it specifically that now they were craving pickles. And then I realized I grabbed one of the newer containers that hadn't aired out and cleaned out that much. And I think generally coffee cans are just bad containers because even if they're all plastic, they're not real weather durable. Even the heat from summertime, depending on the area you're in, can really degrade that material and cause it to warp. The same with the cold. And if you have one of the older containers with the metal bottom and the plastic top, that goes against the suggestions for suitable for all weather because the lid and the base should be made from the same material. So that obviously the plastic is going to get weathered and changed a lot faster than the actual metal container. And the last guideline it gives for geocache containers is non-threatening. And it says non-geocachers may be confused if they find your container by accident. To avoid alarm, consider these tips. Label your container as a geocache. Choose a transparent container to show that the contents are harmless. Don't use glass containers that may break and become hazards. Don't use containers that could be confused with bombs or other dangerous items. If the container has military markings, permanently cover or remove them. Nothing more suspicious than an ammo can sitting out in plain sight for somebody to see that is not in an environment where you would typically find it. You don't want to be walking through a city park and all of a sudden there's an ammo can sitting there underneath a tree in plain sight because that's going to raise some suspicions, at least here in the United States. I don't know what it's like for other countries. Now that we've mentioned the different geocache size containers in the size rating chart, of micro, small, regular, large, and other. When you open up a cache and you look at it, right next to difficulty, terrain, and size, they'll have the little stepping blocks like your GPS signal or cell phone signal. The first one, the smallest one, being micro, then the next one up, small, next step up, regular, next step up, large, and then the other category actually has a question mark saying that it doesn't fall into one of those or it could be mystery, just not labeled. And again, right above that size chart, it will say what size it is. Like the one I'm currently looking at is regular. It's right in the middle, highlighted green, and it says regular. But if you use the Cachely app, which I prefer to use, when you open up a cache, right there underneath the name of it, hidden by, on the date, you'll see the same thing, the difficulty, rating, and size. The only difference here is that that doesn't actually tell you what size, micro, small, regular, large, that it is. It'll just have little circles and different sizes that are highlighted. So if you keep in your mind and you know and you learn it that it's micro, small, regular, large, and other, then you shouldn't have any problems finding it from there because you know what size container you're looking for. So you don't get to ground zero and you start looking in every nook and cranny because you think it's going to be super small, but really it's a regular size or it's small or even micro. I tried making this a shorter episode due to the limited scope of what we were talking about. Hopefully you find this helpful. Pass on the information. I can't say enough how much I appreciate the support in this. My goal is to bring awareness and education to new people that start geocaching and those who have been doing it for a while that might not just realize certain things about it. If you have questions, comments, concerns, suggestions for future episodes, find me on social media by searching This Is Geocaching, or you can email me at thisisgeocaching@gmail.com. Without your support and continuing to do what you already do, of raising awareness of geocaching, and pointing new people in the right direction, I couldn't record these episodes. So I really appreciate your support. And again, I'm Lost Boy Rambler, and this is Geocaching. Happy caching, everyone.